It being 3:00, I call the meeting to order, and we will start with the flag salute. All stand, please. Roll call.
Commissioner Purvis. Commissioner Cowan. Commissioner Breitenfeld, absent. Commissioner Ray.
Here.
Vice Chair Spann.
Here.
Commissioner Correll is absent. Commissioner Hanwett. And we show 5 commissioners present.
Okay, now we'll review the minutes for approval. I had a couple of things that Markey needs another E throughout. That darned autocorrect. And the other thing was I hope Commissioner Cowan agrees that the first comment from a commissioner under the design review, J1, was actually his comment rather than Commissioner Correll's. If he wants to confirm that. It's on page 2 of 10, down at the bottom. The typeface of the marquee?
Yes, that was me.
Okay. And on that next page, too, Commissioner says Correll also questioned the typeface up toward the top of the page. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so that's also
correct.
Commissioner Cowan. So, unless there are other corrections, do I have a motion to approve the minutes as corrected?
Yes,
Commissioner Cowan seconded, and Commissioner Spann, I'm sorry. Commissioner, this is the first time we're doing this. Commissioner Cowan so moved, and Commissioner Spann seconded. And if the commissioners, as this is being recorded, oh, okay. Let's vote on the issue. All those in favor?
Excuse me, if I may, the voting system electronically is not operational today, so it'll just be by hand vote.
Okay. Aye? All right. And voice?
5-0 to approve.
Okay. And as I'm getting used to this new system, I hope that it, as you speak, if I haven't mentioned your name, that you will say it for the record as well, so we can all be challenged. Okay, now on to item E, written communication. Any?
Yes, on the dais, I placed a handout. It's a flyer for the Climate Action Plan public outreach. City is currently engaged in updating our climate action plan in an effort to reduce, or with the goal of reducing greenhouse gases citywide. The plan intends to create a framework in order for the city to get there. We are looking for public input, and there are several opportunities by which, or at which the public can do so, including the commissioners if they so wish. The next opportunity will be on July 30th. It's a Monday in the evening, 6 to 8 p.m. in the Mitchell Room here at City Hall. Feel free, if you'd like additional copies of these flyers to hand out to other interested parties, let me know and I can get those to you.
Thank you. Now, oral communication, is there anyone here with anything to say?
I do as well. I actually have one other item, oral communication-wise. This is the first time we're going to be dealing with, well, my first time kind of running the AV system over here. And the first time that we're actually doing an audio recording, as far as I'm aware, that's going to be posted online eventually, so a little patience as I deal with it would be much, much appreciated, so that's it.
Thank you, Mr. Finestone. Okay, public hearings, there are none, so we go on to current business under H, continued design review, location at the historic Ritz Theater building and adjacent property.
So just as a quick introduction, Adam Finestone here, principal planner. The item here is the continued design review of the project that we looked at last at the last Historic Preservation Commission meeting. It's the project proposed on the corner of Grand and Juniper. The intent and the item under consideration today is simply the design review, looking at design aspects of the currently proposed project. We're not going to be looking into or addressing the historical significance and potential demolition of the building that's there at this point. That'll be brought back to the commission as a separate item at a public hearing at a future date. So the intent this time here is to look at the design of the proposed structure in the context of the area that it will be put in. At this point, I'll turn this over to Jay Paul, senior planner, who'll be providing a brief staff presentation.
Item H1 is a continuation of a design review back from May 17th, May 17th being when you got your first review and a look at the proposed project, the renovation of the existing Ritz Theater, the demo of the single-story corner building, and construction of a new two-story building. Both buildings would work or function as one venue, hopefully to continue the use of the theater to host a variety of assembly type events, and a new two-story theater to support that use with a variety of arts, visual performing classrooms, and also to support or ancillary use of the facility for religious purposes. There will also be a small cafe on the bottom floor of the facility. Briefly, these are the two separate buildings here. This is on the corner of Grand Avenue and Juniper. This is the Ritz Theater, and this is the corner single-story building on this site here. We also have alley access in the back. This is a photo, you've seen this before, surfaced sometime in the late 40s, early 50s. The existing design at the time, you can see the design of the theater here, and this is also part of the theater. It looks a lot different than its current configuration today. This was the adjacent market, and they did share some design elements between the two buildings, probably notably the corner elements here, and some of the fenestration, that zigzag type of elements that you can see in this building would continue on in this building here. This one is higher and has a parapet because they are two separate buildings. This parapet has changed and gone higher. That was probably after the fire in the 50s when they rebuilt the theater. The interior got a little bit taller, so therefore the parapet and the roof also got a little bit taller. You can see some of the modifications during the time they filled in the storefronts here. There was an internal colonnade for the entry to the theater, and there was a canopy in this area here in front of the market. That has been filled in with the storefront. Briefly, just to go over the comments from May 17th, or HBC's design comments, just bullet pointed the main five from the commission. Number one, the design should focus on preservation of the original historic features, and the main focus should be historic features and design of the existing theater. The second was, could the original corner building design be recreated, or design should incorporate some of the original elements into that corner building here in the new design. This should provide some consistency between the two buildings, design consistency between the two buildings. A third main element got from the HBC was design of the corner building should not overwhelm the original theater building and should be simplified. And I think the applicant took a look at that and also has some questions on what that expandable And finally, the second marquee, they were closing two marquees, going to preserve the original one and provide the second one on the corner element. And the second marquee either should be eliminated or significantly reduced in size. So the main focus is on the original marquee. So that was the main, I think, focus design issue that came out of the historic preservation commission several months ago. Briefly, some of the site modifications to the project include, you can see here, that they will retain that colonnade or lower feature on the bottom where you can have pedestrian entry, pedestrian activities that will be covered but open to the street, and that is situated here. This will be the main entry into the theater, and it will bring back that that covered entry type feature and lounge area that was original to the project. They'll also recreate that with the corner feature here. This will be the stairs and elevator. This will be another ticket booth on the corner, outdoor seating around the project. They've also cut the building back about 2 feet, and it varies to make the alley wider. Also, some spaces for fire department apparatus. They're still working with engineering and utilities and fire regarding extension utilities, fire flow for the building, life safety issues, where do all the new fire hydrants, FPCs, and other apparatus go, and how do you do that without affecting the visual look along Van Avenue and Juniper? You've seen those large pipes with the wheels and all the other things that fire department needs for fire sprinklers. That I'm just going to show you the current design element here and the previous design features here, and then I want to turn it over to the applicant to walk you through your how they're taking your comments. Also, we've got a historian on board that has done some initial work on the historic context of the facility for the environmental documents, and that's still in draft. We're reviewing that right now. They have another historian here, and they help, the person helped with the additional design along with the architect on the redesign of the project. And with that, I'm going to hand over to the project applicant to walk you through the changes to the project.
Thank you, Jay. Good afternoon.
Is that you?
Okay. Oh, wow. My name is Tim Cruz. I'm with Plain Joe Studios. We're the design architect and the architect of record for the Grand. And I'd like to thank Jay for that introduction and quick recap. We are really excited about this project. This is a very unique project in a lot of respects. And before I go into the changes, as with any project, we take a look at the context and also come up with our goals for the project and design objectives. So before I actually detail out what the changes were, I don't think we ever actually told you what the goals of the project or the objectives that we were that this project needs to be able to achieve. So I'll be very brief on some of this. I want to be able to give you a little bit of context and then spend the remaining part really getting your input on where we are today currently as the design has evolved. Okay, so the goals of the project is to financially and programmatically be a feasible community space that's used by the church and the local artist groups. The theater as a communal space should continue its historic use and expand its ability to attract a wider range of individuals and community groups who share the need for a place to express themselves within the visual and performing arts. So this is really important for us because we recognize, first of all, the given is that it's a theater. There's a lot of great reasons for the church itself that the church recognized this as a great space to bring together the community and build upon that. So the design objectives were to keep costs down, and thereby using as much of